Hello again and welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins, and for this episode we've got some great chill out and relaxing music available for you. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. Hey all, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. So I've got a nice set of like relaxing kind of chill out music, all from video games. And to start with, I'm going to play something that I heard at the Video Game Music Festival, the IDIC Music Fest. Yes, I know I said last show that I was wrapping it up, and I actually was, but you know the way it's like a dream and you think back and you try to relive it in your mind, and at one point you figure, okay, I've relived it enough, and you continue on, but there's just that one lingering remnant of the dream that hangs in your mind. So in a way, this is kind of what this is. Something left over that I enjoyed when I was there. And what it is actually, ironically enough, a dream in a way. It is Dream Hill, based on a Green Hill Zone remix, and it was performed by Classroom Battles, who were performing and selling CDs at the IDIG Music Festival. So, I rather than hold you back, I'm just going to give you some of this Butte's melody. As I said, it was a remix of Green Hill Zone, a track that was in the original Sonic the Hedgehog game, and it was originally composed by Masato Nakamura. And of course, this isn't the first and won't be the last time it's been remixed, but I just like this rendition that Classroom Battles has done. Classroom Battles is an Irish-French electronic indie pop group, and I'll leave it at that. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And what you just heard there was Classroom Battle's remix of Green Hill Zone from the original Sonic the Hedgehog. And the title of the track is Dream Hill, which I think is very appropriate. The track, of course, was originally composed by Masato Nakamura. So, with that beautiful, kind of like sedate, chill-out track, I think I'm moving on to a game that's full of these sort of tracks. The game itself is called Dust Force. You play as a janitor. You clean up a mess. That doesn't sound very enticing. But you clean up a mess not in the direct, okay, we're cleaning up every single little, you know, glop of gloop sort of way. That's a completely different game. Viscera Cleanup Detail, I believe, which I've still got to play sometime. But no, I'm in Dust Force. It's kind of like an abstract thing. You're a janitor. Everything's kind of like got this like graphic design, kind of flat shaded, you know, pastel but beautifully arranged sort of mood color thing to everything. And you start off in a forest cleaning up all the leaves, and then you move on to a city cleaning up junk and like a castle with dust and stuff. And in each level, what you have to do is basically, you know, get to the end, defeat a few enemies that apparently have been infected by the dust, and so there are things like squirrels, because apparently in this game all the dirt is actually evil and takes over people's minds and turns them into monsters that end up attacking you, so you have to clean them up so that they can be restored to their natural state. But what the game really is about running fast, jumping, sliding down walls, jumping from wall to wall, engaging in all these sorts of acrobatics in order to get to the end of the level. And honestly, the game is kind of beautiful, and it's kind of amazing, but as you play a bit, it gets kind of hard. But I'll talk a bit about that later. One thing that cannot be denied about this game is its beautiful soundtrack, which has got so many like beautiful chill-out tracks. So, without further ado, I'm going to give you Cider Time. It's one of the earlier tracks in the game and really helps set the mood. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. And that was Cider Time by Lifeformed, aka Terence Lean. And it is from the video game Dust Force by Hitbox Team. As I said, Dust Force is an indie game. It's a platformer. It's very beautiful, atmospheric, and it's just a lot of fun. In the early parts, it's not so much about like getting through to the end of the level. It's more about being stylish. You see, in order to get to the end of the level, you have to clean up a bit of dust, and that's done automatically just by walking over it. And some dust is on the ceiling, but fortunately, you can walk on the ceiling in this game too if you time everything well. If you time things just right, it's actually kind of weird. You can get this thing where you're basically crouching on the ceiling and then you just slide forward on the ceiling. But obviously you can only do that for a very short millisecond. So there's a lot of like really accurate sort of platforming going on involving sliding down walls, jumping off, getting the mechanics just right. And that's actually one of the things about the game. In the earlier parts of the game, it's actually a lot of fun. You dive and swoop and dash and land right in a pile of leaves and disperse them and run on and just hit this leaf and take an over squirrel with your broom, and suddenly the squirrel is freed and you go on and you're acting the hero. And then towards the end, it becomes very, 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 very difficult. It's actually a whole genre in and of itself in a lot of games. Platform games that are deliberately designed to be incredibly difficult. There's even this whole section where people modify Super Mario games to make them really hard. And I've seen a video of a guy play that, and it seems mind-boggling. The thing with some of these games is that you're usually trying the same section over, like over and over again, making a tiny mistake, desperately trying to keep going on and on, just hoping that if this time you'll get far enough to reach a checkpoint so that when you die next, you'll be able to start from the checkbox rather from the very beginning again. It is, like I said, this only happens in the later stages in the game. The earlier stages it's fine, later it gets hard, and I have to confess to all you friends out there, I did not complete the game. Yep, I'm sorry. I don't know what happens in the end of the game, but considering the fact I have no clue what the game's plot is or story is or what the beginning of the game is, I'm not sure I even fully understand what the end of the game would actually consist of. I did go through all four areas, and that's kind of an interesting thing about the game. Instead of just having to go like, you know, stage one, which is easy, and stage two, which is hard, basically the game is four areas. There's like a forest area and an urban area and a science lab and a castle, and all of them you can pretty much start off and immediately play an easy level on any of those four stages. But as you go, you unlock keys and unlock tougher stages, and soon you'll be able to play harder stages in all four of those areas, and then to play the hardest. One of the clever things about the game is that in order to access the harder stages, you actually have to perform some of the really tight aerobatics. You see, in a level you just jump around and slide and everything, but the game also has like this hub level. It's called a hub. It's like an area where you can access all the levels. And in order to access the section where you access a really difficult area, you have to perform usually a feat, you know, a gauntlet of some kind, either by making a dash and jumping across a really wide chasm, or trying to avoid these spikes, or get enough height so you'll be able to just grab at the very bottom lip of some platform that the hard difficulty door is on. And this is indeed tricky, and when you pull it off, it's like, ha, you played a game so you could play a game. You basically earned the ability to play this difficult level by showing that you could actually do difficult stunts. And it's a clever way of actually keeping, you know, hard people who aren't quite as good as the game out of the more difficult levels. But it does come with its own challenges, and I think I'll talk about that more after I play another track of the game. What I've got for you right now is called 9-Bit Expedition. It is, of course, also from the game Dust Force by Hitbox Team, and of course was also composed by Lifeformed, aka Terence Lee. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. And as I said, that is 9-Bit Expedition. It, of course, is from the game Dust Force by Hitbox Team, and it was composed by Lifewormed, aka Terence Lee. So, as I said, with the game, it's got a lot of atmosphere, got a beautiful gameplay, but sometime in the game, when you unlock a lot of the easier levels and have a good time, you unlock the harder ones, and that's when the game becomes very, 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 very tricky. I mean, one thing I've learned about game development is if you have a hard level, you really should follow it up with an easier level, or at least a regular style level right afterwards. You need the player to actually get time to relax and, you know, regroup and rebuild their confidence again after it was so terribly dashed after them trying to take 30 damn attempts to get past that little section, only to have another section which it takes 40 damn attempts to get past. And I mean, that's one of the things that video games are kind of good at. They're about replaying seconds over and over, getting better a little by little, getting the skills and the things and the ability to get past that very section. But some games, and I think Dust Force kind of falls prey to this, means that when they start the difficult levels, they keep them coming. So if you spend ages trying to get past this really difficult section, know that all you have to do afterwards is just more difficult sections, it kind of is disheartening, and that's kind of what it was for me. Sorry. But a lot of the earlier levels, when I felt I could actually complete them and they were actually kind of fun and they were challenging and stuff, that was kind of beautiful. And maybe if they had more of those interspersed, but I suppose that's just not how the game works, since the fact that you're able to play the levels in a sort of any order, so you tend to complete all the easier ones before you move on to the better, harder ones. But enough of that. I think we'll move on to one other track from the game, the last track from the game, before I maybe throw one other chill out track from a different game and then we sign off. So what I'm playing for you now is The Magnetic Tree. Same game, same composer. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. Thank you. And what you just heard there was The Magnetic Tree. It was from the game Dust Force by Hitbox Team, and it was composed by Lifeformed, aka Terence Lee. So, to round out the show, I've got another very beautiful piece of chillout music from a video game that I probably should have mentioned on the show before, and I'll definitely mention on the show later on when I can go into a bit more time and depth about it. The game is called Phantasy Star Online. It was developed by Sonic Team and released on the Sega Dreamcast, and it's a very beautiful game that was one of my earlier experiences with online gaming. It's based on a set of role-playing games that were released on the Sega Master System and the Sega Mega Drive, and with this iteration on the Sega Dreamcast, it was online. You could team up with three other people, go raid a dungeon, deal with all these things in kind of semi-real-time environments, and it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, the game has kind of shut down. Actually, there have been a lot of fans that are enthusiastic about it and have set up their own server, and then Sega actually released a sequel to this game, which they never released outside of Japan. You can imagine there are a lot of Sega and Sonic fans that are quite disappointed at that. But rather than go into detail, I think I'll just leave you right now with the cool chillout track and relax that, you know, whatever happens, there's some good stuff in the original Phantasy Star Online. And like I said, if you want to hack around, you can still play it on a community-made server. So, this is Dean David Collins with BitNote. I leave you with the lobby theme by Hideki Kobayashi and Fumi Kutuyunum, and is from Phantasy Star Online by Sonic Team. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. Thank you.